Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember the fifth trumpet. All the ones have been from the abyss. Remember that? And 200 million of them, or that number, what, trying to remember the, whatever it was. Anyway, and anyway, death we're looking at chapter 9, verse 1. The fifth angel had sounded, and out of these came the abyss, and death took a vacation. Remember, for 5 months, men wanted to even kill themselves, but the Bible says that death fled from them. They couldn't even kill themselves. And then the sixth trumpet blew. And we see that, let me see, in verse number, 13 and 14. And then you see that they killed for a year, a month, and a day, 13 months, that they had power over the earth. For 5 months, nobody would die. And then after the sixth trumpet, the Bible says a third part of man died during that sixth trumpet era. And it says in verse number 16, the army of the horsemen were 200,000. Okay, where did these come from? Well, they were under the Euphrates, those four angels. These are separate than the ones that were under the abyss. These are different angels. And I hope you kind of got the context. There's a lot of, again, I read a lot again this week about different thoughts. A lot of different thoughts about demons and where they are. And I mentioned last week, there are some demons that are loosed on this earth. There are some on this earth that are free. There are others that are chained. We found the ones that were in the abyss. We found the ones that are under the river Euphrates. And I told you, I believe, where they came from. These were not fallen angels from Genesis chapter 6. I'll run that right by you. I do not believe Genesis chapter 6. Those were angelic beings cohabiting with the women of earth, and they made these monstrosities. I don't believe that at all. Anyway, these were angelic beings who fell when Satan fell. And we looked in Jude that they left their first estate, their first habitation, their job assignment, and those were chained in everlasting darkness into the abyss. The other ones, I believe, were in the Tower of Babel, and Babylon, all that was instituted. I believe a lot of them were probably placed under the river Euphrates. There's just a lot going on there. But anyway, there are different places that these angelic beings were. Satan is alive and well. He's not, he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeketh who he may devour. Now one day, Satan will be locked up. Won't that be something? During the millennial reign of Christ, he will be locked up. And I was sharing something with somebody who wasn't in this church. They listened to the broadcast. They're not members here, and I met them. Who was that a week or so ago? Anyway, it doesn't matter. And they were listening, and they asked me a question about, I remember what it was, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Know ye not that ye shall judge angels? And that was the question they asked me. Again, about these fallen angels, I believe during the millennium, we're going to be able to literally get a hold of some of these demons, these fallen angels, if you will. And in my personal opinion, it would be the ones that have bothered us. That was how this conversation went. The devil is not omnipresent. He cannot be in Romania. We have Alina here with us today and from Romania. Even though sometimes she thinks the devil's bothering her in Romania, well, you know, or the Philippines, he can't be in the Philippines or Romania or America at the same time. Are you following? But these demons are the ones that are just loose, and they're able to bother you. And I believe God's going to give us the ability to judge those demons, be able to capture them, because we're going to have a glorified body. We can't handle it right now. But when we're changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we'll have a glorified body. We'll have the ability to be able to, I believe, you think I'm crazy. Do you know Adam had the power when he, just boring to y'all. I'm going to go back to the book of Genesis. Genesis, when God created man, you know, Adam had the power to defeat, even if he wasn't in his glorified body, He had power to defeat any. How do you know, preacher? Because God told Adam that I want you to keep this garden. I want you to protect this garden. Protect from who? From Satan and those other demons and all. So he had the ability to do that. But with his fallen nature, when he had that sin nature come, he was defeated. But one day, praise God, we're going to have glorified body. Said, all that, say this. Paul said, "We're going, no, you're not. You're going to judge angels. What angels are going to judge, preacher? I believe the ones that have been bothering us. Some of y'all, the devil never bothers y'all. You know, demons never, y'all just have a perfect life. But me, man, they come after me sometime. And y'all have problems? And let me go a little farther, and I'm going to get to chapter 10 real quick. I got a lot going on. I promise I'll get to chapter 10. I ain't even read yet. Okay. I get on the subject of angels, and I can go a long way. Let me just read chapter number 10. Okay. Verse number 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, as it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book, open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has yet declared to his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he, speaking, the angel, said unto me, take it and eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. And again, here in chapter number 10, There's like a pause. There is literally a pause between the blowing of the sixth trumpet and the blowing of the seventh trumpet. And we see this in verse number 1. After the blowing of the sixth trumpet, verse number 1 says, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. And the next couple of verses describes who this mighty angel is. Now, again, there is a lot of thought. Who is this mighty angel? Now, the vast majority, again, you could do your own study, but I've done it for you, okay? Save you a lot of time. A vast majority of people believe this is Jesus Christ himself as the mighty angel, because the description that you see, and they have some good illustration, you know, clothed in cloud and rainbow, and as it were the sun, and pillars of fire, and all these other things. They said this has to be Jesus Christ. I do not believe that. I believe literally when it says, and I saw another mighty angel come down, this is literally another mighty angel. I looked at a Greek word, and again, I won't belabor the point, we got two Greek scholars in this, so I have to stay on my toes, because we got two Greek scholars in this church right now, you know, probably more. And here I know two of them, that they know what words mean. And so I had to look these words up again to make sure I'm thinking right.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.